This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes, cause I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
Get in.
On those delicious vibes.
Yummy.
585-252-9800. Look at our friends knocking at the door this morning. Who's here, Breezy?
Oh, our friends are just piling in both doors. Megan's here. She says, good morning. I've never felt better than I do today. I think it has something to do with the weather, but I'm just not sure.
That definitely might have something to do with it.
Vibes are high. My vibes are good. I have jury duty today, and I'm pumped.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I feel like you would write something like that. You're like, I would love to be a part of a murder mystery party.
Well, the last time I was summoned for jury duty here was on my 25th birthday, and I got after it the night before.
Oh, and that's not surprising at all.
I had to show up to the court. The defendant got sick, so they legally had to dismiss all of us for the next several years. And then I moved away.
And they were like, Sam, I've never been summoned. But if I were to, I'd just be like, well, I'm on the radio and I'll probably say everything.
Yeah, we get a pass on that being in the media. So we don't really have to do it.
So sorry. This person says, let's see, off to the gym. Enjoy everyone's day. We will. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. I have an eye appointment today that I'm looking forward to getting my new glasses. Oh, and she was the one that said that I'm off to the gym. Enjoy. Thank you, Amy. You as well. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. I'm listening to you on my ride to school. I just hope you have a great Tuesday. Well, it's Wednesday, Anna, but thank you so much.
So close.
It happens, you know, it very much so happens. We don't always know what day it is. And then Lindsay, we'll wrap it up with Lindsay. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I adopted a kitten last night from Lollipop Farm, and I am obsessed.
That's beautiful. Way to give that little kitten a home. Nice job. You did your part.
You got to do it. What about you? Vibes?
Pretty good. Except for that $950 bill I got from U of R yesterday for blood work.
Yeah, my only New Year's resolution this year was switching insurances. So.
Yeah, like there's no way. I don't know. I'm not going to go on a tangent right now, but that really pissed me off yesterday. Simple blood work that my doctor sent me to the lab to go get is a $950 bill. Make that make sense. How am I paying? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happening. Insurance is for.
I was very active yesterday. I had a great... workout at the gym for an hour. Then I went for a 2-mile run later in the afternoon. But this is what the weather does when it's nice out. You're motivated.
Yeah.
If it was crap, I wouldn't have left the house.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
That's why we all get plump in the wintertime.
Definitely fell asleep. Definitely woke up and I was like, oh, I feel guilty. But then I went on a 2.5-mile walk at night. It was great.
Yeah, see, it's nice. But the vibes are up. I'm really looking forward to 15th annual Bachelor Auction this weekend, Saturday night. Preezy and I are hosting. I'm getting fitted for my tux this afternoon. I have a lot of appointments today. I got to get through all that. How are you doing?
Good. You know, just trying to rest up for that big Bachelor. I have a huge weekend this weekend. We have parties and Bachelor auctions and work. And oh my God, it's a lot. But we'll get through it. We always do. Literally booked Friday through Sunday, 5 p.m.
Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. We love hearing from you. Do you feel like we should give something away right now?
Sure.
All right, let me go down the list. Let's see, what do we have? Why don't we...
Let's give away RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Why don't we give away some RuPaul Drag Race?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
This is Work the World Awards on Saturday, August 23rd at Kodak Center. This is courtesy of Live Nation. If you guys want to go to this show, you can win them before you can buy them. Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800. We're going to hook you up with those tickets. Big story of the day is coming up next on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. You guys remember that charming Hotel Cadillac at the corner of Elm and Chestnut Street? I'm sure if not, then some of your dads probably remember it because they were renting rooms by the hour in that dump. At one point, it was a beautiful luxury hotel, but that hasn't been that in many years. Some changes are coming. Our beautiful Governor Kathy Hochul's initiative to help turn buildings into low-income housing is taking place, and the Hotel Cadillac is one of those buildings. New York State invested $6.2 million into that former hotel, converting it into the Fine Arts Building Lofts. So the development is going to feature 42 mixed income units with 13 units offering, you know, support services for homeless young adults, which is great. I mean, it's right in the city there. I don't know how many of you have ever been to Seasoned Noodles across the street. You heard of it, Breeze?
No.
Seasoned Noodles right across the street.
Not really dabbling around on Clinton often. So.
No, yes. Well, I am. The owner of that said the restored building will enhance a lot of safety. It's very bad, and many people need to walk on the street because the empty building makes people feel not so safe, if you will. But a lot of the residents...
People living in it, like transients?
No, but there's a lot of people that walk past it who tend to... the alarm bells go off a little bit. It's a little sketchy looking from the outside. But a lot of the residents say they're very happy to see things changing and them turning this, you know, dilapidated building into something that's going to be extremely useful. Governor Hochul announced that the development will include free broadband internet services for residents. Additionally, more than $10 million will be allocated to the Fenway Avenue apartments in Rochester, which will include a new public library. And then another $2.6 million will support the redevelopment of Creekside Clearing apartments in Lakeville and Livingston County. I mean, there's just money being tossed all over.
Yeah.
For residential use. But.
I mean, we'll see.
This city is exploding in money.
Right.
Exploding.
Right.
But that's what happens when you give people tickets. Thank you, DOT.
We finally have the money we needed to revamp the old Cadillac Hotel. Thank you guys so much for just speeding on 490.
Yeah, you guys made this happen.
We told you it was going towards the road work, but we're revamping the hotel. We made so much extra money.
We should all get a comped room for the night for our choice. I hope they have suites at the Hotel Cadillac.
I thought they were turning into apartments, no?
Yeah, but they should save at least the top floor for, you know, people like us that want to come in there and party. I love my parents, guys. I really do. And even though I'm a 41-year-old man, I sometimes watch TV with them. And what came on television made me want to crawl under a rock, only because they were in the room with me. And I know I can't be the only one who has felt this way. I'll tell you what happened. Plus, we'll get to your stories coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will.
I know some of you have been in very uncomfortable situations with your parents. And if you're like me, you wanted to crawl under a rock. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breezy and I were asking if anyone has ever been in a real uncomfortable situation with their parents. If so, what was it? 585-252-9800. For me, watching the movie Boogie Nights with them was the worst idea of my entire life.
What's that?
It's a movie from the 90s starring like Mark Wahlberg, Philip Seymour Hoffman, hometown boy. The last time I saw the movie was back in the 90s when it came out. I probably shouldn't have been watching it at the time because I was young. Mm-hmm. But, you know, recently, yeah, I don't know when it was. It was on Netflix. And obviously, like I said, Philip Seymour Hoffman, who we love, is in it. So, yeah, I put it on. Terrible idea.
Rip.
I don't remember what it was about, but Mark Wahlberg is a porn star and is banging everyone in the movie.
Oh, that sounds comforting.
And then I have to pretend that both of my parents aren't sitting next to me. I couldn't do it. I had to excuse
myself.
Not you myself.
Picking the best film on Netflix to watch with your family.
I couldn't do it. I'm like, you know, everyone's in the room. Everyone's quiet. But has anyone ever been in a room with their parents watching a movie and a sex scene came on? Did you want to jump out the window?
Yeah.
Because I can't figure out which was worse. Watching Boogie Nights with my parents or playing Cards Against Humanity with them last Christmas?
First of all.
Never again.
Horrible game. Not funny. I feel like all the cards are the same and very absurd and very inappropriate.
And well, that's the point. You got to use your imagination.
Very low-hanging fruit, in my opinion. But
the thing is, the people that constantly win every single year is my parents. It's so odd.
Because they have no idea how to play the game. They're like, I guess we'll just put this card down.
I'm like, Dad, this is disgusting. I can't believe he's like,
I'm playing the cards that I was dealt, to be honest.
That's it. That's his line.
Which, I mean, can't blame the guy. So he wins, he wins.
Your brother, huge movie buff.
Huge.
You, your parents, your brother, you guys constantly watch films together.
Yeah.
Tell me about a time where a sex scene came on and everyone got quiet.
So, I mean, going to see The Wolf of Wall Street as a family wasn't the most comforting.
What a great example.
Yeah. And it was like packed theater. That was when people actually went to the movies and like you had to.
Pre-COVID.
Get your tickets ahead of time.
Yeah.
Get there a half an hour early type of thing. But I'll never forget when I was younger, my mom was out of town and my uncle and my dad were like watching all of the kids because my aunt was out of town too. And they decided to put on the Titanic.
Sure.
And they made us all leave the room during the car part.
Yeah, the sex scene.
And I was pissed. You know, I was like, what?
I want to see.
Yeah. They're like, come on, guys. Head on out. They're rewinding it over and over. I'm like, okay.
You want to know what else is very uncomfortable? Clogging the toilet at your girlfriend's parents' house and not being able to find a plunger.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some tough times.
Had to use that toilet cleaner brush.
I've had some tough times in high school. I think I crawled out of the window of the bathroom that night.
We've all seen that one meme that's like, did you put your turd in my kitty litter box? No, not at all. Well, my cat's been dead for 2 weeks.
Oh, God. The voicemail of the sister. Can you come pick me up?
It's my favorite.
I got to find that audio.
It's so good. I truly just have been in this situation. Or when I was younger, the movie, I think it was called like Old School. Do you remember when you used to have a DVD and the DVD would have like a menu, like a main menu.
Sure.
And you could do like scenes, subtitles, extras, things like that. In the movie Old School, Will Ferrell, the scene that keeps playing over and over again on the main menu is him running down the street butt ass naked.
Streaking, yeah.
And I'm like, as a child, my parents are into porn. No, my parents love X-rated films.
I mean, that's you got to watch Boogie Nights when you're not with your family. Let's get to some of your texts. Trevor's here. What's up, Trevor? In high school, my mom looked through my phone, read through all my chats with me sitting beside her. Needless to say, it was quite brutal. I was a disgusting teenager.
I've been there, too.
I can only imagine, Trevor.
I've been there, too.
You had given them a reason to go look through your phone.
Yeah, I don't know why. Or maybe it was just like, something was wrong. Something was very wrong.
Was it raunchy text between you and other people? Because I can imagine that would be pretty embarrassing. It's
very uncomfortable.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
I was like, stop. Put it down.
Dying laughing right now because I can relate. My younger sister and I thought it was a good idea to watch Euphoria with our parents. It was the most uncomfortable 1 hour of my life. Yeah, that's a pretty scandalous TV show.
It's so uncomfortable. And like there's people, I don't know. I feel like 90% of people that are in this situation just like pretend like it's not happening. Like parents and the kids or young adults or whatever the case may be. We're just going to pretend like this isn't happening when it truly very much so is happening and nobody says anything about it. Did your parents say anything to you? Did you say anything or did you just let it ride through?
For some odd reason, every single time a sex scene comes on TV, my father automatically lowers the volume.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Like it's going to make a difference. We're all in the room. Nobody else is home. But out of habit, he lowers the volume. I get it if you fast forward through the scene, but that's not what he does. He just gets startled. Lowers the volume on the TV.
Or he's just so trained. You know what I mean?
That also could be it. Carissa says, try walking into the room at the age of 13, your parents having sex, and then all three of us staring at each other for a few seconds.
I don't want to try that. No, I don't.
And then I'll leave it with this one. No name, but we have a listener here that says, good morning, guys. My mom started dating after my dad passed a few years back. She wasn't using protection. So I had a very awkward conversation with her about using condoms to protect against STDs. Not something you would expect to lecture your parents about. Right.
No. She was like, teach you how to do it. She's like, let's do this group project together. Gets the banana out of the drawer. Yeah. She's like, I have all different options for you to choose from. Just come into my room. She's like, you're 10, so... That's crazy.
Oh, we really took it there, huh? That's what really went there.
98 PXY.